So what's so good about speaking in tongues? This was a question that really plagued me once I received my tongues. When I received my tongues, following an experience literally on a mountaintop, I recall the devil speaking very forcefully to me, just as enter loudly as God does, "Well, you made it up yourself. The gibberish that you spoke, which you don't even understand, was made up as a result of your own computer." Fortunately, I had been aware that this might happen to me, that is, an experience with Satan, and so I rebuked him instantly in the name of Jesus. However, in the subsequent days, in my new life in the Spirit with my tongues, I must confess that I was constantly bothered by the reality of it all. And I recall one question that really kept going around and around in my mind. The question was, what's so good about it? So what? You're the same, Neil. Your preaching is the same. Your praying is the same, except now with tongues. Your ministry at the time I thought was the same. In retrospect, I see how an increase fruitage was being harvest as a result of my new life in the Spirit. I did not feel anything different after speaking in tongues at first. This bothered me. I went to a friend, one who had lived in this life and walked in this life for many, many, many years, a seasoned soldier of the baptized life, and I said to her, "I just don't feel anything when I speak in tongues." The reply that she gave me is one that I have since given to many, many people in my office, in my car, on the sidewalk, on the golf course, wherever I am when approached by this subject. The reply was, "When you eat a meal, how do you know that it's helping you?" Now, I had read in the scripture that speaking in tongues edifies an individual, and my speaking in tongues was not edifying me. Again, the reply, "When you eat a meal, how do you know it's doing anything good for your body?" Well, my reply was, "I don't know. I just do it." The lady interrupted me by saying, "You accept by faith that it is going to provide fuel for your body. It is going to provide nourishment for your body, aren't you?" I replied, "Yes, of course." By faith, when I eat a meal, I know that it is going to, if you please, edify my physical body. So when I began speaking in tongues, I had to, by faith, believe that it was edifying my body. Now, Paul said in 1 Corinthians, and why don't you turn in your Bible to 1 Corinthians, so when we look at some of these verses in a moment, you can read them out loud with me or follow along with me. Paul said that he would that all people speak in tongues. Well, now I had experienced this after a great deal of difficulty. In fact, I might even mention here about the tongue speaking aspect as it came to my life. Our youth director, Ed Barber, was trying to repair a tape that our secretary, Mrs. Irwin, had jammed in her machine. And as a result of the jamming, the tape had become twisted. Ed was trying to untwist it. He gave it to me because he knew I'd had some experience in repairing the tapes. And in the repairing, I broke the tape. This meant that I had to scotch tape it back together. After doing this, I backed the tape up a few inches to listen to it to make sure I had the right side facing the right direction. On this particular tape, both sides looked the same to me. When I depressed the play, I heard the speaker talking about receiving tongues, and what he said was so interesting to me that I could not stop the recorder. I had to listen to it. He was saying that a lady had attended a meeting at which time the baptism of the Holy Spirit was expounded, and after which people were given opportunity to come forward. She came forward, did not receive her tongues, went home sort of embittered about it. When she got home, her husband was watching a very interesting television program, so she went to her bedroom. She knelt beside her bed, and she, at that point, asked Jesus to baptize her and give her her tongues. And when she asked for the receiving of the baptism and her tongues, instantly she heard a sound like a rushing mighty wind, which we read about in the book of Acts. And again, instantly she broke out in tongues, thus receiving her baptism. And then she realized that the furnace had gone on. And I thought that that was so funny that I had to listen to this unknown person on the tape. I had a call to make out into the country, and so I grabbed one of our playback cassettes that we loan out of the church office. I put it with me in the car, and I listened all the way out to my appointment and all the way back. And it was a result of this that I realized that tongues was for everybody, including me, and that I could receive it. The reason I was not receiving it was not on God's part. It was because of my own hang-up in some way, fashion, or another. So after I received my tongues, which occurred not too many days thereafter, as I mentioned, on the top of this mountain, I began wondering, so what? Now that your Bible is open to 1 Corinthians, I might indicate or read to you 1 Corinthians 14:4. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself. He that prophesieth edifies the church. There appears, some would feel, two type tongues. A tongue where it is a gift given to you because of your baptism, you pray in tongues. And the other type would be a gift of tongues. Your praying in the tongue would be for yourself, personal edification. The gift of tongue would be for the edification of the church, as it is spelled out here in verse 4, 1 Corinthians 14:4. So the gift of tongues is on occasions by God given to an individual for the church's edification. This will come on rare occasions by few people, in contrast to praying in tongues, which is a gift which is given by God to the individual upon the baptism, or shortly thereafter, because for some there is a delayed time, there need not be. Now, in regard to tongues, there are again several type tongues. As I see it, there is a tongue experience for a sign. The scripture speaks of people speaking in a tongue that is understood by an individual. A person who speaks a particular foreign language to us can receive a message given by a person in their own native tongue, on no part or fault of the individual speaking. God sovereignly gives people sometimes a gift of tongue for a sign to an unsaved person. So as a sign to the unbeliever, tongues are sometimes given. I might parenthetically mention that in some cases in other countries where missionaries had gone and people have received the baptism, I'm told that some of the natives have received tongues and speak in English, which is a new slant. People have come to church services. They have come down to the altar. They have prayed in a tongue, and kneeling beside them or standing nearby or behind them was someone from another country, and they understood the person speaking fluently in their language. So God uses this ministry of tongues in many ways. It's not my purpose in this conversation to express this in any detail, because my objective is to answer the question, well, so what about speaking with tongues? So outside of the, first of all, prophecy to the church for its edification, and outside of the tongues for a sign to the unbeliever, there is an aspect where You, the individual, when you speak in tongues, edify yourself, and you can use your tongues for many ways. Let me repeat. I use my tongues in several different ways. The scripture backing for this comes from 1 Corinthians 14. Now, many people have divided these usages of tongues in many, many ways. I like a sevenfold usages of tongues. So follow with me in your Bible. I'll give you time in this conversation to write down on a piece of paper what they are. They're all be in chapter 14. And if you want to title your page, you title it Seven Uses of Tongues. Use 1 is in verse 2. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him, howbeit in the Spirit he speaketh mysteries. This first usage has as its title just, for example, Hi, H-I, Hi God, I want to talk to you, I want to commune to you. Because when you use your tongues, you are bypassing your intellect. Your mind is being bypassed, and the Spirit of God that is in your heart upon profession of faith, released by the baptism of the Holy Spirit, then comes out like waters from the belly, which we read about in John chapter 7. It is God's Spirit speaking in you, and you and your spirit speaking to God, and you're just saying, Hi, God, I love you, I adore you, I worship you. I just use my tongues to say hi. Number 2 is in verse 4. You can title it Edify. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifies himself. When you speak in your prayer language, you are edifying yourself. You are building up the inner person. That's why I tell people to use their tongues every day, often throughout the day, and have special times when you do commune with God, Spirit, by using your tongues. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifies himself. Number 3 is in verse 5. Paul says, I would that you all speak with tongues, but rather that you prophesy. For greater is he that prophesies than he that speaketh with tongues, except he interpret, that the church may receive edifying. Now, in the beginning of the conversation, I spoke to you about one area of tongues being for the church. We plug it in at this point. Point number 3 is the use of tongues in church buildings for church build-up, for the church's build-up. Number 4 is found in verse 15, and you can caption it just pray. Verse 15, I will pray with the Spirit. This is very important. Sometimes when we are called upon to pray for an individual where you really don't know how to pray for them, we don't know what's best. This is why it's so good to be able to pray in the Spirit, because we don't know what's best for people, and it may be praying amiss to pray that such and such would happen to so and so at a particular time. So just drop into gear the prayer language. And point number 4 is just pray. Pray with your tongues. Point number 5 is sing with your tongues. Again in verse 15, I will sing with the Spirit. I will sing with the Spirit. Many people find that they enjoy singing in their tongues. In fact, they even pick out choruses or hymns, and instead of using English, they use their tongues. Some can sing very fluently, others cannot, others won't even try it. It is, I would say, difficult for some to do, but yet it is a possibility, and it is scriptural, because he says, I will sing with the Spirit. Okay, verse 16 is use number 6, and the caption would be bless. Thou shalt bless with the Spirit. The other day I was coming home from an appointment and I was burdened for one family in our church. And I did not pray with my understanding. I prayed in the Spirit. I blessed those people with my prayer language. And that is scriptural, point number 6, verse 16. Then the last is number 7. It's verse 22. Again, we have touched upon this in our somewhat introduction as we talked about a sign. In verse 22, therefore tongues are a sign not to them that believe, but to them that believe not. Tongues have been used by God for the salvation of some people. So as I see it, and some would even have even more or some have less, but all of the usages of tongues, as I feel, would have to come from 1 Corinthians chapter 14. And so whether you take a fine line and draw and divide or group together, you have a number of usages, which is my point. So to answer the question, what's so good about tongues? I can think of 7 so good things about tongues. Number 1, high God. Number 2, for edifying. Number 3, for church build-up. Number 4, to pray. Number 5, to sing. Number 6, to bless. Number 7, as a sign. Now, before we conclude this one-way conversation about the use of tongues, let me mention several things that come to my mind. One has to do with the use of tongues in a public gathering. The other day, a person came to me and said they were concerned about the hearing of tongues at one of our meetings where there was no interpretation, because the Bible says that if there is a tongue usage in public, there must be an interpretation. I had to be excused. Somebody was at my office door. Where was I? If there is tongues used in public, there must be an interpretation, I think I was saying, because this is scriptural, and 2 or 3. The point being that there was tongues being heard, but there was no interpretation. So I explained to the party that this was not in violation with a scripture, because the people that were praying were just using their tongues. And at this time, when they were using their tongues, they just were doing it vocally, which, of course, is obvious, although sometimes people speak in tongues in their mind as it sort of spits out like a tape. I've heard some people just hearing and seeing in their mind the tongues, and they just come like a ticker tape. Some people can speak it in their mind, but usually people are more effective when they do it vocally. In this prayer meeting, for example, during a time of prayer, there were people who were using their tongues to themselves to be edified in their relationship to God. The party hearing it thought that they were using tongues and that the tongue should be interpreted. So my comment to the party was that we did not need interpretation, because the people were using it not for church build-up, but for personal edification. They were using tongues in 1, 2, 3 different ways that we spoke earlier on this tape. Tongues are used to give prophecy, and if in a service, in any type church, if there is a free time of prayer, if somebody stands and speaks forth in tongues under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, then there will automatically follow somebody giving an interpretation of that message. So to wrap up the one-way conversation here, tongues is one manifestation of the Holy Spirit. And when you are baptized in the Holy Spirit, you should expect to speak in tongues. It's not that you have to, but you can. And it is a visible quality or a manifestation or attribute of one who has been Holy Spirit baptized. And it's a unique, beautiful prayer language that you can have with God. I'm thankful for my tongues. I would encourage you, if you haven't received your tongues and you feel you've been baptized by the Holy Spirit, to release that which is necessary and by faith just accept. Like the lady that I told you about on the tape, when she heard the furnace go on, this triggered her faith and she broke forth in a beautiful heavenly language. It's of God and it's for God through us. And this prayer language is something that can revolutionize your life and help you and just bless you in so many ways. And in 1 Corinthians 14, there are seven ways that we've looked at as to the answer to the question, so what's so good about tongues? May God bless you as you experience your prayer language.